WN4VWA, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
4CPA mobile. Pinzerol GR. Kind of chilly out there this morning.
It is, Tom, I tell you. I'm playing tennis today, but thank goodness it's going to be indoors.
For you. I'm showing 47 degrees out there, and I'm showing 10 to 14 mile an hour peaks from the northeast. That's pretty brisk.
I don't know what the wind chill is, but it does feel rather chilly, you know. I don't mind being out in the cold so bad on the tennis court, but when the wind's blowing like that, it really does make a difference. But we're going to be in the bubble. We have a bubble league for November, December, and January. Every Saturday we'll be playing in the bubble. I know I'll have a dry and relatively comfortable atmosphere to play in for the next few Saturdays.
Super. Well, I'm getting ready to go out and feed the chickens here in a minute and check on them. I fed them last night, so I doubt if I got to feed them and run some fresh water in there. Actually, Dave, the heat index, the temperature's 48 and the heat index is 48. I don't see how that can be whenever you got a northeast wind, other than the fact that it's 54% humidity outside, which is, that's not much above normal.
I guess I'd like to have a wind chill app on my phone that tells you if you put in the temperature and the wind, the ambient temperature and the wind speed, it'll tell you what the wind chill is.
That's the effect this has on human skin, but I don't know about you, but when it's blowing 14 miles an hour out there, 48 degrees, I don't care what they say, that's cold. I went out to get the paper this morning. It didn't take me all day to get that and get back inside.
I'm on my way up to George Coleman Ford. I ordered a part yesterday and it's here. Got here this morning. It's pretty good service. And it's a electric motor for the blend door. It's a blend door actuator. And boy, was it a booger to get out. It was stuffed up under the dash. I dropped the glove box and I could see the 3 8-millimeter bolts I had to take out, but of course, it's always that one bolt that's hard to get to, and man, it was a booger. And but I finally got it out of there, and I called just to make sure that the part had come in, and it has, so I'm on my way up there to pick it up.
Glad you got it. I'm very surprised from listening to Patrick and some of the other guys. Just getting parts now is incredibly hard. Bernice is fixing lunch for Amy and son-in-law and grandkids just now. We're going to take it out and down to them pretty quick. Amy got sick last Thursday. She had an MRI, but they didn't use contrast, so they thought maybe that it was diverticulitis, but they're not sure, so got to wait till Monday to get the one done with the contrast, and I don't know why they didn't do that when she was up in the ER all night, but they didn't. They did a CT scan, but no contrast. But I suppose they got their reasoning. At any rate, she wasn't too happy with that. I don't like those scans at all. But we're hoping the best for her, but she's sure feeling down, and she'd never sick. She'd like you.
Well, I get sick on occasion, but not a lot, at least so far. I'm sure as I get older, that will change. But, anyway, Phil's dad's been in the hospital, and I think he was supposed to get out yesterday, go to rehab. I haven't talked with him. I texted him the other day to check on him. But, might want to say a prayer for his dad. He's, I think he's 90 years old.
Talked to Phil, and I thought it was more up in the 90s, but I know he's pretty far up there. And we wish him well, that's for sure. Phil, come on, said hi. He's been a busy man, as usual. But did get lucky and got to visit with him for a little while. Oh, it's been a couple of days ago, Dave. And he's doing fine.
I just on State Park Road, and I went by. This girl was checking her mail, and she was in shorts and a jacket. She looked like she was freezing to death. She was getting the mail out of the mailbox.
They say they walk among us. Well, Dave, I better let you go, because things are getting active over here. Bernice is making homemade Parker House rolls and lasagna and green beans and, oh, heavens, there's no telling what that woman's up to. But I need to check out the girls out back, make sure they're all right. Excuse me. So I'll say 73 for now, Dave. You have a great day and a good match. And I'm glad you're inside. KB4CBA and 0TR is now clear.
We'll say hello to the girls and the ladies, and I hope Amy gets to feeling better, and enjoy your lunch. And we will talk to you later. Always a pleasure. N0TR KB4CBA Mobile.
YO KF4DTQ.
YO.
And Eric, this place is closed. On his way, ask him if he wants me to meet him somewhere.
Closed for good, or is it just closed?
He's way here, telling him I'll sit here and wait for him.
He's there because he said he was going to be there 11:30. This is KJ4 UIO.
UIO KM4 DTQ.
UIO, go ahead.
Eric and Amanda left already, or are they still at home?
I'll have to ask them.
Sorry, I'm just going to head on back.
Stay there for David Collins. Okay. UIO clear.